Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 13, and first we have seen what is the definition of the kshetra. And the kshetra is defined that everything that I can see, perceive, think is my field. And the knower is the next subject of discussion, where the last few verses we have been seeing give the qualities of a seeker who wants to know the knower, needs to develop or will develop in the seeker because of his mumukshatvam, his desire to liberate himself from this limitation. So all the qualities which we are seeing are the attribute which becomes the cause for that revelation. The last quality we have seen, asak anabhishvangaha putradhara gruha adishu, the one should be even non-attached to, not identifying with the putra, dara, gruha, adi. That which we commonly consider is something which I need to be attached to, I need to be identified with. Here Bhagavan says you shouldn't be identified with. In nityam cha samachittatvam ista anista apapattisho, that he becomes equanimous in all situation, whether ista or anista, whether that is conducive or non-conducive. In other words, we have been given a pointer that because we have defined the kshetra, we define the kshetra is that which I can perceive is my kshetra, is not the knower. Right now my identification with my family, my possessions create this notion that that's part of me. Therefore the prescription here is you need to develop non-identification. It did not say not have relationship with. They are my relationship. Putra, dara, gruha. All these are my relationship. My possessions, my acquisition, my achievement. All these I should see that is something other than me. So my identification remaining with me, I now can relate to them. And that right relationship forms the right sort of dharma for the relationship. And I follow that dharma in the relationship without identifying myself with it, is basically the prescription. And therefore you will remain same all the time. Because you realize it's my relation. Relationships are constantly changing. And therefore, no matter what the situation is, I remain constant in my identification and see this relationship developing and changing. And sometimes this may be ista, sometimes which I think is conducive to me, and sometimes it is not. When children come to us, we consider that as ista. But they want to move away from you, we don't consider it ista. But knowing that it is for their own good, we feel good about letting them go. But if I have not understood that concept about that I need to let the children go for their own good, I will be in the path of their progress. That close identification may cause a person not to achieve his or her full potential. So that non-identification is very necessary, Bhagavan says, whether the condition is ista or anista, is conducive or non-conducive. Then we continued into few more qualities which Bhagavan says are very essential to understand the nature of the knower. Who is that which is perceiving me is this body, me is this mind and intellect, and then creating this ego? So the prescription here is given. Because if I have developed these other qualities we discussed then, As Swamiji says that you have conserved lots of energy, lots of mental energy, lots of intellectual energy. Now you have to apply that somewhere so that it has its own field of actions. So the next verse is, Maicha Ananya Yogena Bhaktihi Avyabhicharini. I take all this identification I have right now in this world, which grounds my personality, it grounds my self-esteem, it grounds my identity about who I am. You take all this away from me, I'll be nowhere. Neil, what are you? I forget I'm an architect. I forget I have a house. Then I'm nothing. My grounding in this world is because of my identification with my family, my friends, my organizations, my accomplishment, my profession. Now, up till now you heard that take that all that away from you. So where am I? Where is all that energy which I had been putting into the identification can go? And Bhagavan says, Maicha Ananya Yogena. You now shift all that identification to me. There I have an identification, here I have a relationship. Previously I thought my identification is my relationship. My relationship is my identification. Because I identify, I have a relationship. Bhagavan says, now take that identification part and assign it to me. Just leave the relationship. So, Maicha Ananya Yogena, Ananya, none other. Identification with none other, and then relating to the world as the field of your activity, field of your actions, field of performing your duties, is basically, Bhagavan says, will relieve you from that burden. The bhakti hi avyabhicharini. Bhakti, devotion. Devotion, love for the divine. And love, identification. We talked about taking this identification and assigning to the one supreme entity whom I consider my own self, which is other than this body, this mind, this intellect. Everything that I know right now is not that. Move all that identification to that. And it's to be ananya, none other. No other identification lingers around. Somebody says, are you faithful to your wife? I say, I'm very faithful, except that I have a couple of love affairs. Now, is he really faithful? No. The very fact that you have other affairs, you are not faithful. But people do convince themselves that I'm faithful because I'm taking care of and do all that, but still I have. Bhagavan said, that kind of identification with me will not be very helpful. Therefore, bhakti avyabhicharini. Vyabhichar in our normal context when somebody is doing something which is disloyal to his own relationship, on his own duties, is vyabhichar. We do that to something to gain something. Just to gain something very frivolous, you are performing their act. For a momentary pleasure, you have no identification, no really relationship, but to get some pleasure, time being, that relationship is called vyabhichara. We can relate that as our identification to the Supreme. Are you devoted to Bhagavan? I am very devoted to God. However, this is very important to me. This relationship is very important. Well, first is my wife and then my Bhagavan. Your bhakti is avyabhicharini. For small gain, you will not shift your identification, even for a moment, to something other than me. You will be constantly identified with me and then functioning in this world. We have seen standard examples from Swamiji. Actor performing his part on the stage. He is never ever identified really with the role. He is truly identified with him. Knowing fully who he is performing his role very effectively. That the only reason he can perform his role effectively because he knows that he is not the beggar that he is playing. He has a house in Beverly Hills. Therefore, he can act that beggar so effectively. If we forget he is an actor who is multimillionaire, he will not be able to perform that act. So Bhagavan said that you will be more effective in your relationship when your bhakti with me is avyabhicharini. Never leaves that for small petty gains. We identify with things for our small pleasure, small gain in this world. And Bhagavan said, that's what causes you for not realizing yourself. So, Maicha Ananya Yogena, Swamiji says that like the new word coined by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Yoga. He said, there's nowhere in our scriptures the word Ananya Yoga is there, but Krishna, in rejuvenating this whole knowledge, is coining new words. So, Ananya Yoga, not other. My union with him is so firm that there is no other identification. Vivikta desa sevitvaha. So now, if I am the only one in this room, then am I by myself? I'm in a solitude or I'm in a company? Well, I say, well, of course, Neil, you're in a solitude because there's nobody else is here. He said, Vivikta desa sevitvam. I should be practicing to be in solitude. Not loneliness, as Swamiji points out. You don't want to be lonely. You want to be in solitude. So everybody say, well, that means that I had been thinking about it all along that this is not going to work. I want to work my profession, have family, friends, all that, and then I'm trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita itself says, well, go into solitude. Then only you will know. Bhagavan said, not really. Solitude is when I identify with that self that alone exists. Then nothing exists other than that. Then I alone exist. Where is the other's company there? I alone exist. Everything else is nothing but my own manifestation. Everything else is nothing but my own leela. Then obviously I'm in a complete solitude. When I'm here by myself, everything I do is just me. Say something, I hear that, but it's solitude because it's all me. That's why I said in Surat, when I was growing up, there was a Maun Mandir for Sant Mota. And Sant Mota's Maun Mandir was, you can go in there, he doesn't even say that you have to take Bhagwan's name when you go there. He said, you just go into that room, and Maun Mandir they call it, and do whatever you want. You can take the books of your profession and read it. Take one. You can take radio or you can take anything outside. There was the conditions. But you can take books, any type of books, and you can read there. But you are by yourself. Now whatever I do is echoing my own thoughts, echoing my own, you know. So I'm in a complete solitude because I'm identifying with nothing other than me alone. That sense of being, establishing yourself, create this solitude. World is going around me, but it's like a dream. And therefore, I'm in a complete solitude. Vivikta desa sevitvam aratihi janasansade. And he creates a distaste for the company of other people. Well, obviously, once I'm identified with him, I obviously see everything else is just a temporary relationship. So I will not be craving for their company. I'll be craving for being in my own self. I may have relationship and therefore I have a duties to perform. I get together with them, I talk to them, but I'm always in my solitude. So I'm not craving for their company because my identification is gone. What do we really crave for? Where we identify with? And so I really need to go and see my mom. Or I need to go and see such and such. Only because we have an identification. Once the identification is shifted from this field to the knower of the field, then obviously there is no craving for this field. So Bhagavan continues. Now he says, what is the purpose of all this thing? Adhyatma Gnana Nitvatvam Tattva Gnana Artha Darshanam. For the purpose of knowing the Tattva Gnana, that knowledge which I am seeking, As we say, my true nature is Sat, Chit, and Ananda. The Chit is seeking the knowledge. But it's gaining right now knowledge which is actually in my way to know my knowledge. By doing all that which is prescribed in few verses, now I will be able to Tattva Gnana Artha Darshanam. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see what is my goal to achieve. Swamiji explained that even we go to the station and we say, which is the train? The Madras. That's because the train is not in Madras right now, but it is going to Madras. So right now I may not be there, but I see what is the goal for my being, where my identification will be established. There is Tattva Gnana Artha Darshanam. I will know the essence of the knowledge about me. Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam. Constancy of the self-knowledge. See, in our case, we get glimpse about who I am, but then we constantly shift that identity with something else which is also temporary. And therefore, no time we have a constancy of identification about who I am, what I am. At some point I thought I'm a very good student, some point I thought, well, I'm a very good worker, then some point I thought, no, I'm a very good employer, but I never created, this is who I am. Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam. I establish myself on who I am forever by knowing Tattva Gnana, the essence of myself. Etat Gnanam Iti Proktam. Once that is called knowledge. Up till now, everything I have known is about my relationship, about my possessions, about my accomplishment, about my any acquisitions. But now what I'll know is the true knowledge. Etat Gnanam Iti Proktam. Gnanam Yat Ataha Anyatha is opposed to that is Agnana. Everything which I consider knowledge right now, Bhagavan said, is actually ignorance. My vanity about how powerful I am, my vanity about what I have accomplished, is the Ajnan about myself. This is knowledge. Anything that is opposed to it is ignorance. Gneyam yat pravakshyami. Once again, he's just connecting to what the next subject would be that we will be talking about. So he says, Gneyam yat Tat pravakshami yadgnatva amrutam ashnute. I will declare that which has to be known. I'll now tell you, we talked about the Tattva Gnana Artha Darshanam. I will see the light at the end of the tunnel of my journey, what I will achieve as my own self. Now, what will that be? I'm not there yet. But Bhagavan says, I will explain to you what that would be. Once you reach there, what is the nature of that self? We have known the field. Who the field, knower of the field is now being described. Anadimat Param Brahma. That Brahman which is beginningless. Brahman is the supreme which pervades everywhere. That self is the only self and there are no other selves in the nature. But I see that as myself and yourself and his self. And then when I see it myself, I have a beginning and I have an end. I have birth and I have death. When I see you, the same thing applies to you. When I see anything in this world, the same rule applies. It comes into existence as time T1 will end in time T2. Well, Bhagavan will be always there. Why he does not have any end date? Because he said there is no beginning date for him. He's anadimat. His nature is beginningless. Once I put a beginning, it has to have an end. Anadimat Param, the supreme Brahman, he is supreme because he always exists. He is Sat, is the nature of existence. There is no beginning, there is no end. Sat Tat Na Asat Uchyate. That is neither Sat nor Asat. Sat and Asat, from our point of view right now, is my perception. Something which I can verify with my senses is real. Is this recorder real? Of course it is real. I can see it, I can feel it, I can touch it, it's real. But if I have a hologram here of this recorder, is it real? Well, no, it's not real, it's just a hologram. Somebody said, no, it's not true. It is a real hologram. From the hologram's perspective, it is real. But the perspective what the hologram is depicting to me is unreal. So now I have a confusion. Can I call that hologram real or unreal? Well, it is unreal from a point of view. Many, many years ago, we went to Epcot Center. The first time I have seen hologram. And it is so real. I mean, like a host commenting, you know, on what you are seeing. And it's actually literally just a hologram. She seems so real, but we know she is not there. So what is it? Is that hologram real or unreal? From a perspective whether there is a woman or not, it's unreal. But from perspective, there is a hologram which I can see, it's real. Brahman is like that. From my perspective, when I try to objectify him, that's Brahman, and here I am, he's unreal. It just cannot happen. But this is me, it's real. As I said, you can convince me that none of you exist in this room. And I may get convinced and you can say, Neil, you're hallucinating, you need some help, you need to get some psychiatric help. And if you're convinced, I say, okay, well, let me just go and say, I'm seeing this thing. But then you say, okay, Neil, you don't exist. I don't need any psychiatrist for that. I know I exist. That knowledge about the subject, it does not require an objectification. So from the perspective of I'm saying, where is Brahman? Brahman is unreal. I will never be able to objectify him. But does myself exist? Answer is very clear. Yes, and therefore it is very real. Therefore it is beyond sat and asat. It is neither sat from a point of view of my normal understanding of what is real, nor it is asat, because it does exist as me and every living being that I know. So, with that, we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.